This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump's 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum from Canada went into effect at midnight Eastern Time. He had for a time said he would impose a tariff of 50%, but after Ontario threatened surcharges on electricity in response, Trump reversed course. President Trump has promised to dissolve the Education Department. Over 1,300 employees laid off Tuesday evening, a source telling ABC News that most of those let go were from the offices for civil rights and federal student aid. One of the questions ABC's Mary Alice Parks is hearing.
What happens to Pell Grant recipients, and what about school lunches? There's, of course, always a concern that some of these impacts will be felt by the, frankly, the poorest and most vulnerable Americans first.
It passed the House, but a spending bill to avert a government shutdown is facing uncertainty in the Senate. 60 votes are required for passage in the Senate, so the bill needs support of at least 8 Democrats to make it to Mr. Trump's desk. This is ABC News. Suddenly, Americans are feeling pessimistic about the economy, according to the airlines.
Delta and other airlines say Americans are quickly cutting back their spending on travel. Coming out of the pandemic, travel spending was at record levels, but now Delta is slashing its first quarter earnings and revenue outlook, saying uncertainty over the U.S. economy is negatively impacting demand to travel domestically. Airlines say because of pessimism over the economy and after several recent plane crashes, consumers, companies, and the government have cut back on booking air travel. Alex Stone, ABC News.
West Virginia football coach Rich Rodriguez banning his players from dancing in TikTok videos.
I said everything today is about trying to make everybody individual. It's all about the individual. It's all about the individual. And I said football is one of the last things that was got to be more about the team than the individual. And so I banned dancing on TikTok. I guess I did that.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Ready for the April election? Here's a special invitation for you. Join the free Protecting Justice for All conversation about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race Wednesday, March 12th from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Overture Center in Madison.
Up North News Radio host Pat Kreitlow, Civic Media's Todd Alba, and Dan Schaefer will lead a guest discussion about the economy, education, environment, and more. Then stay for the candidates' debate watch party.
Attend in person or listen to live coverage from the Overture Center in Madison Wednesday night, March 12th from 5 till 7 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with a VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Milwaukee Bucks in Indianapolis to take on the Pacers tonight. But the Bucks organization shocked and saddened at the news that Junior Bridgman has passed away. Bridgman played for the Bucks from 1975 to 1984, then later became a successful businessman, sitting on several boards of directors and growing his own business to over 100 restaurants, Wendy's and Chili's, many in southeastern Wisconsin. Last fall, Bridgman was included as a partner in the ownership of the Bucks.
10, 12 years ago, when there was rumors of the team possibly going to this city or that city, I said, that cannot happen. The people here deserve to have a team. They've supported a team even when those years when we weren't very good. They support them now. Why would you move the team from here?
Bridgman at an event today in his home city of Louisville, witnessing he grabbed his chest, saying he might be having a heart attack, rescuers unable to save him. Junior Bridgman was 71 years old. With Sports, on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Robert Redford has come out of retirement to make his first acting appearance in 6 years. The 88-year-old will appear on an episode of AMC in Dark Winds. Redford is also an executive producer, along with Game of Thrones producer George R.R. Martin. Redford will appear on episode 1 of season 3, which will air this coming Sunday night. Redford requested his scenes be shot on a closed set due to his insistence on appearing in his altogether. The show Dark Winds is set in the 1970s and follows a Navajo police unit. The show's director, Chris Ayer, says
as Redford's fellow executive producer, George R.R. Martin, will also have a cameo in the first episode of Season 3. He added that the Season 3 executive producer cameos were part of the plan since Season 1. He also admitted that despite Redford being a phenomenal and supportive producer, the idea of directing the legendary actor really freaked him out. New episodes of Dark Winds drop on AMC Sunday nights. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a few scattered clouds here the overnight with light winds, temperatures dropping to the lower 30s. On your Wednesday, mostly sunny skies around. Light winds will continue with highs of the upper 50s. We'll see mid-60s on Thursday. Right now, it's 34.
Pete Schwabba.
Our next live broadcast is Thursday, where I welcome Mary Mack, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then comedian Rob Brackenridge joins me in the studio. Always fun.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. The Dow is down, 857 points right now, if I'm reading the screen right here on CNN. The business community is kind of looking at Donald Trump and his tariffs and his threats and his bluster and all this other stuff and going, huh? Not sure that's such a good idea, Donald. Don't think you should. Don't think I should have done that, right? So here we have now the very real risk that the United States is going to slide into a recession. I mean, you got Donald Trump with his on and off tariffs, but which, by the way, there's a lot of people who are wondering, is Trump running a pump and dump scheme? He's uniquely in a position to do it. And this is a guy who, you know, has throughout his career has broken many, many laws whenever the opportunity presents itself to his profit. So, you know, say he takes, you know, $100 million, $200 million, a couple hundred million dollars, whatever, and buys puts, you know, bets that a stock, the market will go down on a basket full of stocks or maybe even on an index fund so that, you know, it won't be easily tracked back to him. And then comes out and announces a tariff. The market crashes. Now, with puts, not only are these bets, but, you know, the market goes down 10%, you can make 100%. I mean, these are leveraged, hugely leveraged bets, depending on how you organize them, how you put them together.